What's going on, guys? Hope everybody's doing good. It's a day before Thanksgiving. Hope you guys are going to be staying home, relaxing with your familia, having turkey, ham, and whatever you drink. Soda pop, wine, cerveza, beer, whatever. Anyways, so I wanted to do this really quick. I am going to be going on with the Leaving the Ring Roundtable tonight on D-Style's YouTube channel. So go ahead and check us out there at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we're obviously going to talk about some topics that are circling in the, you know, in boxing, right? Oh, excuse me. But I've been getting a lot of emails about Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. 20 years in the making is what some people are titling it. I saw that written in an ESPN article or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, I guess some folks had saw or heard, you know, my reaction and my response to this fight that's happening this month on pay-per-view. It's going to be staged on pay-per-view. And, you know, some guys were actually thinking this is going to be a really good fight. Now you're seeing this article that came out, which I had said that they couldn't try to take each other's heads off. Well, Mike couldn't do it, you know. You know, couldn't look for the knockout. This was just going to be an aggressive sparring session. Or they should have worded it as a smoke match. Okay, because a smoker's match would be that it's a different club coming down. And a lot of times in a smoker match there, it does at certain, you know, at a certain moment in the fight, it gets real. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times when you're going to spar, you're told to go a certain percentage of what you normally, like, you know, you're not going to go out there 100% because you're not trying to hurt the guy. We're just trying to learn certain things, mistakes that you do, look for certain things and try different things in a sparring session. Okay. It also helps out your endurance, your stamina, the whole works, right? With this here fight with Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., as you, like I said, if you've heard me before, you pretty much have heard me say this is kind of a, you know, cash grab fight. I'm not really excited about it. I'm not going to hate on them. These men are trying to make their money. But in all reality, this is way overdue. I mean, this is a fight that's really honestly only the casuals are going to be excited about it because, you know, they get a glimpse. And if you're a fan that just started watching boxing and you caught on to Mike Tyson, you've heard about Mike Tyson, you're one of the millennials or it's like, you know, I've heard about Mike, but I never saw him. I've only been able to see things on YouTube. This is probably exciting for you because you're going to get a chance to see Iron Mike Tyson. Now, you're not going to see Iron Mike Tyson of the 21-year-old that was literally mowing through guys through the heavyweight division. But you're going to get that old version of Mike. Now, well, can Mike bring back his glory days against Roy Jones Jr.? Now, Roy Jones Jr. is another all-time legend, which I was a massive fan of Roy Jones Jr. Machine Gun Roy Jones Jr. was his original name before it went into Superman Roy Jones Jr. But, you know, same thing here. Very legendary fighter. Did a lot of things in the ring that a lot of us didn't even see, you know, whenever witnessed a fighter doing. And again, if you've heard about Roy and you've only seen fights of his past, this is actually a really good treat, okay? But here's the thing. Where some of the emails are like, D, what do you think that with this now restriction is what they're calling it, of Mike, if Mike lets his hands, because let's be honest, that's where the commission is going at. They're telling Mike, you know, they look how in good shape he is, which I heard there was not going to be any VADA testing. There is. There is some VADA testing, so kudos for Mike if he does pass, if they don't find anything in his system of any type of PEDs, HGH, you know, I'll be like, that's great, you know. But seeing that Mike's in tremendous shape, and these commissioners are seeing this, guy's in his 50s, okay, and this guy's all chiseled up, and he's ready to go. Not to say that's not possible, but seeing that, I think the commissioner's like, okay, this guy's taking it really serious. You know, I mean, I mean, he may be going out there to really take off Roy Jones Jr.'s head. Whereas his last exhibition, he basically carried the guy. He was, you know, fighting, sparring. And it wasn't a very good exhibition, okay? You know, I mean, it was just was not very entertaining. People were hoping that they were going to get a glimpse of the Iron Mike of the past. And what they really got was the tender Mike of the present, right? The emotional Mike, you know, not the angry Mike. And even with the press conference, like, you didn't really get the angry Mike in the beginning. And a lot, I didn't even tune in until later because of what, after he had said he wanted to take Roy Jones' head off. But I kind of knew that, you know, what we've seen of Mike doing on the Broadway stage, even to his podcast, you have a very emotional Mike trying to do like a therapy session type of deal to deal with demons that he's had, you know, through his whole life. And I think that's great that he's doing that. He's able to cleanse his soul and try to find a path. I mean, this guy's been through a whole lot. There's no question about what Mike's been through, okay? You know, we can literally, I can name out a whole list, but that's not why I wanted to come on Locker Room here to talk about. Going back, though, because I got sidetracked there for a minute, going back to this restriction here. Again, you know, could it happen? Could Mike let one of the haymakers go and land on Roy Jones Jr.? Absolutely, because Roy is not Roy of the past. Ever since Roy got knocked out by Antonio Tarver Jr., he's never been the same. And then Glenn Johnson really just put the icing on the cake when he knocked him out after 9 rounds. And Roy just couldn't let his hands go. Just couldn't, you know, his timing was off and so forth and so on. You haven't seen Roy get it back, get his bearings back, get everything back that he once was glorified for. If anything, his career has been at a decline, and it was like a fast slope decline. I mean, he was just heading down pretty quick. Okay, I think we can all agree on that, you know. And his last outing, I mean, he was asleep. He was put down head first. And he just, you know, I'm just so surprised that commissions would even want to be involved with this. But that tells you that the almighty dollar is everything. Okay, because just seeing Roy getting knocked out cold and being put asleep, even when he got knocked out with Glenn Johnson, which Antonio Tarver, that was a nasty KO. But Glenn Johnson as well, he was on the canvas for a large amount of time. You know, that anybody with any type of compassion would have been like, I don't think this guy should step in anymore. You know, there's a strong possibility he can get a bleed in the brain. I mean, we've seen this happen. We just saw recently a kid had to retire out because of trauma to the brain, to the head. So seeing this with Roy Jones going in there, and I think that's more of my stance of why I'm not really for this fight. It's because Roy Jones is partially one of the reasons why I love the sport. You know, he's an all-time great. But this guy's been, savagely has been knocked out pretty bad. And, you know, even with the precaution of saying, the restriction of saying, Mike, you can't knock this guy out. You got to try to keep it as limited as you can, which people are buying, okay? And this is a gruesome sport. I'm a ghoul to this sport, meaning that I love, you know, the drama and the blood and the cuts and guys getting dropped and getting back up and able to turn the tables around, a la Gotti Ward, a la Barrera Morales, okay? But then when you see a guy, when I know a guy, a la Diego Corrales versus Jose Luis Castillo, but when you see a guy like Roy Jones, who their faith is pretty much, anytime they get a hit solid, is going to end up face forward looking for a penny, I don't want to see that. Because it's already bad enough. This sport is, it's super dangerous. You know, it's this sport is really, it attracts people to the sport so much because it's so close and so, in such a romance with death. That's what is the attraction to a lot of fans. They're hoping to see something, a train wreck. And Mike brought that with his early part of his career, is this train wreck. But flirting with the fact that a guy can either be permanently damaged forever at an age of 50 to losing his life, is that entertainment? We're losing young people in the sport that have not even been KO'd the way Roy Jones has been killed. So when you ask me in the Leaving the Ring Gmails, how do I feel about the restriction? I'm for that. Because this fight should have never been signed. This fight should have never happened. You know? And it's just merely for our pure entertainment, but there's more red flags than having two in their prime fighters go in there. I mean, even Mike can get hurt. You know, we're talking about Roy, who the obvious is that he's been KO'd, not just once, twice, three, four, you know, list goes on about him getting knocked out. But even Mike, physically in the outside, he looks healthy. But in the inside, it only takes one punch. And it's not like Roy doesn't have speed, and it's not like Roy doesn't have power. Mike has been out of the ring for quite some time. And let's not forget, Mike is about as good as three rounds of his ending of his career. He's not good after three. Now, is it? I think it's going 2-minute rounds, which might help him out a bit. But we got really two older gentlemen that are actually being expected to go out there and give a hell of a performance. And you have two very big egos. That's why you saw Mike very chiseled, ready to go in that conference. Like I said, didn't watch it, but I did see later because of what he said after. You could see that he wanted to go out there and just be him, who he is now. He don't want to be Iron Mike. He just wants to be Mike, Mr. Mike Tyson. But they saw that the questions from the press, I mean, the press were looking for some wildness, looking for something to print, to get some attraction. And that's when Mike started going, I want to knock out his head. I want to tear his head off. I'm going to tear his head off. I want to take his head off. That's why you got that mic. That's why that mic came out, because he goes, okay, I got to sell it. Because being two nice guys are not going to sell it. Being Andre Ward and Timothy Bradley and Sean Porter are not going to sell it. It's not going to sell. Controversy sells. So Mike had, you know, channel that inner iron in him. You know, Roy's never been a good trash talker. In all honesty, he's never. His skills, his uncanny skills have been the set of why people tuned in to watch him, and because a lot of folks wanted to see him get beat, you know, because he made fights look so easy the way Mike did too. But more people were in love with Mike because he was just a broken person that you can identify with. You know, if you're an angry person, if you're pissed at the world, Mike was basically your archangel. He was like, yeah, Mike, go out there. Go fuck this dude up. Yeah, Mike, tell him. He was our alter ego, our hero. You know what I mean? That's why I think so many folks were so intrigued and loved Mike. Because it was basically, Mike was take me how I am or don't. I don't care. You know? So a few other emails were asking if I'm even intrigued. I am intrigued. I'm not going to buy it. I'll tell you that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to buy it because I'm going to buy the Spence and Danny Garcia fight. That to me, I think, is going to be a really hell of a good fight. And even though, like, Mike and Roy, they probably need the money, but you look at the whole undercard, it's just trash. I don't even know how else to put it. I really don't. You know, the experiment of having a YouTube fighter fighting a basketball celebrity matches, I mean, they do all right. You know, I mean, I'd buy tickets. When my kids were little, I would buy tickets to go to the circus to see clowns. So that's pretty much what this is. And my kids are all grown up now, so I'm not buying it. There's no reason for me to buy it. You know? And some of you guys thinking I'm being a bit harsh, but I'm not being harsh. I'm just being realistic here. It's a cash grab fight. This fight shouldn't really be happening. There are far better other fights out there that should be happening, should be made. We should have more, you know, we should be paying attention to more, you know, than these guys. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to hate on them. They're going to make their money, and I think that's fantastic. But I'm not going to call. If it stinks like shit, it looks like shit, it's shit. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to put it. You know, I even have really good friends that are in the media that are like, dude, I don't know, bro. I like this. And I'm like, well, fuck. I mean, you're an easy date then. You know? That means I could go buy you a candy bar and rent a movie and you'll be all right. I'm not like that. I want a steak dinner. Take me somewhere nice. And this Mike Tyson, Roy Jones is just not one of those. It's not appealing to me for an appetite as a boxing ghoul that I am. I just don't see it. You know, it's not only is it over the hill for these two guys to get in there, but being as an exhibition, I'm really honestly truly don't see them really trying to let their hands go. Maybe seconds here and there, but it's not going to be like Jorge Arce versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I don't see that happening. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll tell you guys I'm wrong if I end up watching it later, because I will watch it later, but I won't pay for it. And if it's a good fight, I'm going to praise it. But I'm just not expecting that, to tell you the truth. It's really not. I'm not expecting that. Anyways, don't forget, I do apologize. We weren't on Monday. Amilcar hurt his back, so he's on medication. So that kind of, you know, took us out off of the air for Monday. But we will. I'm going to try tomorrow. I'm going to talk to him tonight to see whether or not he would want to do a morning show for Turkey Day, you know, because we do have a lot to talk about. I got a lot of stuff that, you know, that a lot of topics that we need to go get across on the board and check them off so that we can move on for Monday show next week. But I am going to be on the roundtable that is presented on the D-Style Boxing channel on YouTube. So if you want to join us there live and join the chat room, you can do it. I believe it's going to be myself, D-Style, Blood, Christina Boxing. I forgot who else, man. I apologize. I haven't looked at the list of folks that are going to be on the Leave the Ring roundtable. But I know we're going to be talking about Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. Is it a good fight? I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say exactly what I said here. And then what I've been saying for the last, since it's been announced, it's not a very good fight. It's not a fight that I care for, you know. But boxing does it to himself every time, you know, because the honest truth is this. Let's be honest here. We are not the lifeline to boxing. Casual fans are. They'll come out and pay, put their hard-earned money on the table. They're okay being fooled. Us hardcore boxing fans, it's a little hard for you guys to convince us, but we'll be there, you know. All right, let's see what Andrew Jones has to say about this. What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
David, I see, man, the first boxing room. Well, you had one last week, but the first boxing room series on Locker Room, sir. Great to be on with you. I definitely checked in last week, but didn't have time because I was busy with some soccer stuff as I am right now. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just laughing that once I saw the pay-per-view commercial of this fight still happening.
Right.
All I can say is someone who has Roy Jones, the distant Jones family. Well, he not little close family, but just only because he has the same last name. And seeing Mike Tyson do this is something where first it both makes me chuckle, but also feel sad at the same time because,
right.
You know, it's like, why in the hell is this needing to happen? Particularly with, you know, how Roy Jones Jr. ended his career, seemingly thought he ended his career, taking beatings after beatings for a guy who I revered more than, you know, whether it was, you know, Andre Ward or Floyd Mayweather or Pernell Whitaker as the guys like the most talented, like non-heavyweight I've seen in my lifetime, you know. Right. And I just hate that he isn't talked about more. And because of his own doing with taking these fights that he should have taken from the Tarver fight on, but definitely in the latter years, it just really has gotten worse after worse from Cal Zaghi on. And see this fight happening, it's unfortunate that I'm interested in it at the same time, but I shouldn't be.
You know, I you know, when you talk about Roy, it's sad because his legacy could have been solidified and just praised, and everybody would have been continue talking about what he did as a middleweight, super middleweight, moving on to the light heavyweight division, and even going up and facing the weakest link of the heavyweight division, Juan Ruiz, the quiet man. Yes. But now what by him continuing to fight, which I know a lot of the folks that work with Roy, that, you know, the PRs for Roy, and they've literally have gotten upset with me because I've said in the past, like, this guy shouldn't fight no more. It's over. Like, get over it. You know, I even wanted Roy on leaving the ring because I've had him on a few times, you know, more than a few times, you know. But I remember the last time when he was making a fight, and I forgot who it was, right? It was some guy from, I think, from Russia or whatever. And I was like, hey, can I get him on? Because I'd like to actually just say, you know what? I take that back. I have asked him, why haven't you retired yet? And his answer would be like, well, I'm still athletic. I'm still working. I still do this. It's like, I understand that. But what we've seen is that, you know, the punch resistance on your jaw is just no longer there anymore. It's gone.
Well gone.
You know what I mean? So what do we do now? I mean, let's just say Mike, and hypothetically speaking, Mike has a glimpse of his past of being Iron, and lets his hands go, even though he's been told there's a restriction here. You can't do that. If you do, it's going to be penalized. But yeah, you're going to be penalized with money, but Roy may be penalized forever being brain damaged or something even worse. Like, why are we flirting with this so much? Why do we, you know what I mean? Why are we so fucked up as a community to be willing to let this even happen?
He, you know, after the Calzaghe fight, I wish that he would have retired. And honestly, I wish he wouldn't even honor to give Calzaghe that fight, because he definitely was beyond past his prime from the Tarvin fight. And in the ideal fashion, he should have hung it up after the Trinidad fight, and both of them and them, and that should have been the case 12 years ago. Right. And I wonder, because, you know, I haven't heard any, like, major financial issues necessarily with him, but I have to wonder that without a doubt. And it's something where, you know, seeing Mike Tyson get $10 million for this fight, but at least for him, you see him with a very successful podcast, a podcast that, you know, it is one of the best podcasts, video, anything out right now, really thought-provoking, beyond, you know, World of Boxing, so smart, so great. Roy, I mean, he's not even doing a follow-up, so y'all must have forgot. So, it's just something, man, I had to say it because it was this classic laughing about that moment and how I would wish he would even go in that trajectory instead of, you know, this nonsense now. But, you know, with him getting the way he got knocked out, like, libido, and I wish that Hopkins fight, he takes that loss against Hopkins, they settle everything. That would have been still a wonderful way to retire. But, you know, those losses of Danny Green, Dennis Lobito, for a guy of how special, all-time special, Roy Jones Jr. is as a fighter, you know, particularly, you know, even with the Olympic stuff too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that just baffles, you know, my mind, and something that really has me say, I wonder if he's really struggling financially.
I wonder that too, but I also wonder how much of it is that I need to stay in the limelight. Like, that's the addiction of me being praised as a great fighter, because I think, like yourself, and I'm pretty sure, I'm confident saying this, that we all can say that there'll never, ever, ever be another Roy Jones Jr. We just won't see that in our life, you know? I mean, the guy was phenomenal, man. I mean, I was a huge fan when he went to the Olympics. I was like, this kid's going to be something special. And he did, you know? And it's just sad. We sit back and we're watching him just tarnish this legacy that he built. He could have, like, capped off at that Hopkins, you know what I mean? Because he could have said, hey, look, I gave him the rematch. I fought Joe Calzaghe. I fought these other legendary fighters. But instead, it got tarnished by fighting guys that, honestly, we don't even hear about anymore at all. You know, but I got to get going, brother. Thanks for
coming on, man. Appreciate it, David.
Yeah. We'll be on live at 5 p.m. On YouTube. If you go to D-Style Boxing, we'll be on there live doing a ring, Leaving the Ring Roundtable, man. Hope to see you there.